Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
With Creative Talk Radio and American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. What I'd first like to do is welcome you to the show. I am waiting for my first guest to come on. And so when she does, we're going to go ahead and interview her. But until my first guest comes on, what I want you to do is go ahead and open up allpeoplequilt.com and let's take a look at what's going on our website. Okay, sounds like we have our guest coming on here. Hello, Leanne.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm having a little trouble with my getting signed in today, so
I was a little
discombobulated there. So, but welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, now Leanne, one of the things I just love about you and your blog is I've met you through your blog, which is, I know it's your blog is so much fun. It's called niftyquilts.blogspot.com. So how long have you been blogging?
Just a little over a year. I started June 2010.
Ah, you know, were you reading a lot of blogs before you started?
Well, you know, I was reading some, and I'd been reading them for about a year. And I just came to the point where I felt like, you know, I'm getting so many good ideas from so many people, I should be adding to the pot too, you know, reciprocating a little. And that's why I started. So it's just been
Tell me a little bit. Yeah, you know, the reason why I wanted to have you on is because I just like to share, you know, this is an internet radio station, and I just like to share what's going on with, you know, different quilters who are out there sharing their work. And that's one of the things you're doing is you're sharing all kinds of really cool stuff that you do. Tell me a little bit about the style of quilts that you like.
Well, I like traditional and non-traditional. I wouldn't say I'm an art quilter, but I like to try new things. You know, I'll do patterns too if I like. Just do what I like. Whatever makes me smile, I do it. Different times and different things, you know?
Yeah, your quilts are so happy, Leanne.
Oh, thanks, thanks. And, well, you know, and it's really all about color for me. And I think, looking at your patterns and fabrics and stuff, I think you're the same way, you know.
I think the
color is what
like,
I'm interested in.
Yes, color and pattern, and you're not afraid of anything. You're like, you know, putting all kinds of awesome combinations together, and that's why I love coming to visit you on your blog, because you're always sharing all this neat stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Now tell me, you know, when you started blogging, you know, did you expect people to come visit you? You know, what has sort of happened in your world from, you know, putting yourself out there and sharing? You know, what kind of cool things have happened?
Well, I didn't know that anybody would find me. I mean, one of the blogs that I looked, a couple of the blogs I looked at was Tanya Ricucci from Lazy Gal. And, you know, so I think I sent her an email. Would you mind if I put your blog on my blog? You know, I mean, I didn't know what to do. And she said, sure. And I think she was my first comment, you know. So there's a lot of support out there and Victoria at Bumblebeans and all. And, you know, and it just kind of grew from there. And I don't know how exactly people find me or I find them. You know, you look at one blog and you see the blog they have listed and you go over there and you don't know even where you started. But it's the neatest thing and the thing I didn't expect was all these great relationships, all these friendships. And I live in Seattle,
the best
place. Yeah, that's the best. A lot of people like to come to Seattle, you know, and this summer I had visits from a lot of people that I'd met on blogs, and, you know, we get together in person, it's like we knew each other forever, and we have so much to talk about.
I was going to say, the one thing about writing on a blog and sharing yourself and sharing your work is that you get all these kindred spirits coming to, you know, who like your work. And then when you start commenting, you do build like this fabulous sort of rapport with people. You've had a couple that you've met that you said, like, from other countries have come out to Seattle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it started last spring. I got to go to New York City and see Victoria and a bunch of her friends back there. And then this summer, I've had Mary Kiesler, Fiberlicious from Tennessee, and Tanya came out from Florida, and then Marit from Quiltit from Norway. That was really fun. And, you know, I'd been to Norway a couple of years ago, and I didn't know about blogging then, and I so wish I did because I could have visited her there. But anyway, she came out here, and I got to see her, and we could have talked for days. One of the blogs that I started that got me started on looking at blogs was Material Obsession in Australia. This summer I got to meet Kathy Dowdy. She was in Sisters, Oregon, and got to meet her, and she was just friendly, like she'd been your neighbor, you know, forever. And it was something really fun that I haven't met these people in person, but we have some history together, and I hope to meet them one day. There's Theodora Quilts is in Greece. And I love other cultures, and I haven't had opportunity to travel a lot, so I like especially blogs from other countries, you know. But anyway, Theodora grew up in Oregon, where I grew up. And then there's Nadia from Multicolored Pieces, who's in Tunisia. Mm-hmm. And I found out she grew up in the same city I grew up in. And she's going to come out to the Northwest in the spring, and I hope to get to see her, too. So it's just, you know, this is just starting. So,
You have tons more people to meet. And, you know, the reason why one of the things I liked about your blog and what you were doing is some of the work you're doing is like mixing up fabrics and doing things that are a little more unusual. Let's talk about that for a second. Because there's a whole big thing called National Corduroy Appreciation Day, which this cracked me up when I read it on your blog. Are you going to make a corduroy quilt to go celebrate?
Yes, I have made a top, and I just started hand-tying it last night. It's not something I'd done before with yarn, and so it's, you know, I'm kind of experimenting, but I really found I like working with corduroy. It's cold here right now. We're, you know, coming into fall, and it feels really good to be touching the corduroy and having it in my lap. In fact, it's got wool batting and a flannel back, but I'm going to reveal it on November 11th, the big day,
well, there
you know, 11-11-11.
That's awesome.
I found out about National Corduroy Day from Deb Rowden, a blog, Deb Rowden Thrift Store Quilts. She mentioned it last year, and I thought, I want to, you know, so I've kind of spent the year thinking about it
planning
and preparing for it. Yeah, and I'm trying to drum up interest.
You also have your quilts. I want to get all this good stuff in because we only have a little bit of time. But you also have some of your quilts in an exhibit right now, so people could see it. Tell me about the exhibit. Or maybe it just ended.
I think it just ended, and it's in Salem, Oregon, where I grew up. So that was kind of fun. And actually, my sister-in-law was a curator, so you know, we'll see. If that's why I got you to know the curator. And it may be the only exhibit I'm ever in because my quilts they don't really fit in quilt shows. They're not made that well, and they don't really fit in art quilt shows. So, you know, anyway. But, yeah, I got to be in a show, a couple of quilts. So,
and you showed them on your blog, and you had a nice, you know, they were really beautifully displayed in the museum.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was up to Bonnie. She's just great. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about mixing up fabrics, because we talked about this some where you, you know, you like to mix fabrics and use different things. You know, what's your current, besides corduroy, what's going on with that? What are you currently playing with?
Well, I, off and on over the years, I've played with home desk fabric, you know, mm-hmm, and I especially love to get stuff at the thrift stores, you know, men's shirts, and but I love to go to the linens department at the thrift stores, and there's curtains and tablecloths and, you know, slip covers, and, you know, and people say, oh, you shouldn't use it, it's too heavy, but I, you know, I try it. I mean, you buy some for $2 and take it home and try it, you know, you haven't come out a loss if it falls apart or whatever, but I throw it in the wash and it comes out just fine. They're a lot softer. I love the old chintz, you know, upholstery chintzes, and the, you know, if you can get a hold of those samples, I just love those.
And if you wash them, you know, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're really not much thicker or heavier than the cottons that we buy in the quilt shop. So, you know, and mixing them with the new fabrics, they're just great, because I love the large prints, and there are more around in the quilt shops. But, you know, I like to try just things that are a little different and mixing them with the new fabrics, you know. So, yeah.
And are you mixing your corduroys in with the regular fabrics too, or are you doing all corduroy?
Well, the quilt that I'm going to show on 11/11/11 is all corduroy, but but I have mixed some quilts. My quilting mentor Buffy is she does the Rebels blog. She's just great. She's always challenging me, and we were in a workshop together on using solid fabrics with Gwen Marston a couple years ago, and she actually was using corduroy, and I thought, I don't get that, you know, but I was searching for a piece, you know, for something I was doing, and she kept throwing this corduroy at me. I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to use it. I finally put it in there. It's like, oh, yeah, great. So sometimes just even a piece or two here and there.
Yeah. Well, you know. Leanne, this has been totally wonderful. I'm sorry you got off to a little bumpy start there, but I appreciate you being on the show.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. It's fun talking with you.
Yeah, and I will see you on your blog and look for your corduroy quilt. And I want everybody to visit Leanne Decker at mistyquilt.blogspot.com. Thanks, Leanne.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Beautiful computerized quilting is simple with the HQ Pro Stitcher. Every design becomes a perfect fit for your quilt with the HQ Pro Stitcher. You can resize, repeat, rotate, and crop right on the new 10-inch color touchscreen. No computer needed. The HQ Pro Stitcher works with all HQ Stitch regulated machines and has a quick setup that allows you to get quilting in no time.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Make your projects so much easier with great products from Sewline. Sewline offers a variety of innovative quality marking tools for quilters and sewers. The Sewline Trio is a 3-in-1 fabric marking tool that allows you to quickly change from black ceramic to white lead to a blank stylus with just one click. Both leads are water-soluble and designed to provide a crisp, clean line that's easy to erase. To purchase Sewline products, visit your local quilt shop.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com. Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Hi, welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. This is your host, Pat Sloan, and I have another great guest on here for my second half. Sometimes, you know, a book comes my way. I get books to take a look at, and one of them that came by my way was called 12 by 12. It was all about a challenge done by 12 people, and the book is just blows my socks off. It is so fabulous. And American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine had a feature about this and one of the issues. And I thought it would be really great to have one of the designers who was in the artist who was part of this program to come on and just tell us a little bit about what they did. So I sent Jerry Congdon a little note and said, hey, do you want to come on and tell us about the challenge? And she's up for it. So I've got Jerry here right now. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Pat. I'm so excited to talk to you and to tell everyone about our wonderful project.
Oh, my gosh. This is like the book was so well done. I mean, it just really explains your process and helps people, like, if they want to do the same thing. But, you know, not everybody has a book yet. So why don't you give me a little overview of what your challenge was about?
Well, we started in the fall of 2007 when my friend Diane Hock from Healdsburg, California, saw a show. I went to a quilt show and saw some other quilters had a little project where they had a challenge and they made small quilts. And she thought, mm-hmm. Oh, what a great idea. And so she thought about it and how amazing it is to have a community of people who can work together on a challenge. Mm-hmm. So she invited 11 other bloggers, and the point was that it didn't have to be a local group, that we could live all over the world. And so some of us were in Europe, some in Australia, mm-hmm. but most of us in the United States, but spread all over.
Right.
And the 12 of us got started in September of 2007, mm-hmm. and she did the first challenge, which was Dandelion, and we each did a 12-by-12 quilt, and that's the other wonderful thing about this. We did a 12-by-12 mm-hmm. quilt, and there were 12 of us, so we just had fun with that whole idea.
That's a great size. Did you guys think it was a great size when you started with it yourselves? I mean, were you like, yeah, this is doable for the challenge?
I think several of us were used to working in more of a small art quilt format anyway. We had done the journal quilts, which Carrie Bresnahan encouraged people to do and then show at the Houston show. And so many of us had already started working in a smaller format. And the more we worked in that format, I think the more comfortable we became with it. And sometimes it's hard for me to break out of that and do something larger.
Because mm-hmm. now you're all in this little mode, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I think of the 12-by-12 square. But it was nice because I love the grid, so I would often want to do something that had a grid in it, and it's easy to do that 3x4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so each month, somebody did you know all 12 assigned topics, or did that just sort of evolve as you went along?
We did, Diane did the first challenge, and then we just decided to go alphabetically from there, issuing a challenge. So, and we ended up doing every 2 months for that first series, which we call our theme series. And so we ended up with 144 quilts that we posted on our blog. And we love posting them in the mosaic style. Our Brenda Smith, who lives in Australia and is one of our members, has set up our website and would do our mosaics each time. Now when we display them in shows, that's the way they're displayed, by theme. And after we finished that first 144 set of quilts, we then went on to do color as the theme. We call them our color play quilts. And that was tons of fun, too. And all of these quilts, all 288, are going to be at the International Quilt Festival in Houston in November.
Yay! Yay!
And nine
just a few
of us,
weeks.
Yes, nine of us are going to be there.
You haven't met yet.
Yeah, it'll be our first time to see each other and hang out and see all of the quilts in person.
You actually have a blog for this also. You've mentioned that, but it's not only your personal blog, since all 12 of you have personal blogs, but the blog for the challenge is 12, written out by the number 12.blogspot.com.
.blogspot.com. And they can go there and see anybody who's just hearing about us for the first time can go there and go all the way back to September 2007 and see what fun we've had together. And it's an amazing group of women. I call myself the grandma of the group. I'm very much the oldest. I'm almost twice the age of the youngest person in the group. Well, I guess I am twice her age.
And age is nothing, is it?
That's right. I like to think that 70 is the new 50.
There you go. I agree.
I think being with this group of women has kept my viewpoint young and energetic as I work on each of these challenges.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what kind of advice can you give a group who might want to start this type of challenge, be it in person or via, like, the Internet? Or, you know, what is one of the big things that you all learned that will help people be successful?
I think it's important to be flexible in working with each other. And that, you know, there have been several other groups that have started as a result of what we did. And in fact, you can, on our sidebar on our blog, you can go and check out all of those different groups. But I think one of the successful things for us was that Diane looked at people who were blogging on a regular basis and sharing their work. And I think you have to be willing to do that, to put your work out there. You have to find people who are willing to give it a commitment and stay with it. And I think it's remarkable the way we have done that now since it's been 4 years. It's just really, you know, an amazing
thing. And has anybody from your group dropped out, or you're still the same 12?
No, we're the same 12. And, we've become so close. We have a Yahoo group, a closed Yahoo group, where we communicate. And it's a place, it's a very safe place where you can go and vent or share something that's going on in your life, and the others are there to support you and care about you. And we're like a family. We're like sisters now who really care and love each other.
I think that's what the Internet, I mean, our first guest, Leanne, had the same things. Once she started blogging, she started developing all these really strong friendships. Via people that they're your kindred spirits. You like the same things and, you know, find a common denominator, don't you?
Right. I used to go to workshops and someone would sidle up to me and say, "I feel like I know you."
Oh.
I would say, "Oh, you've been reading my blog and I'm now unembarrassed." You know probably more than I want to admit that you know about me. But I've been blogging since 2005, and I started because my daughters were blogging, and they're both they have parlayed careers, art careers, out of starting their blogging. It's amazing.
Wow.
I always think of that Dr. Seuss book, "Oh, the Places You'll Go." And
right,
because
right,
the blog world has really taken all of us to just incredible places.
Now, tell me about the exhibit real quickly. You have a special sponsor, someone who is sponsoring your exhibit in Houston, right?
Oh, yes. Del Thomas, who has the Thomas Contemporary Quilt Collection. She buys art quilts. She has quite an extensive collection, which she then takes to shows and goes places and takes a collection of them with her and gives lectures about art quilting. And we are just so lucky to have her be one of our angels. She told us that she just loves what we have done. She's loved watching the growth of the different artists in this group through this process. And so she was more than happy to sponsor us because they'll be in Houston next month and then on to Cincinnati. I forgot which month that is. And then Long Beach.
Cincinnati and
summer.
Long Beach, right.
Yes. So they'll be, people will have a chance to see them and all those different places. And the nine of us will be in Houston. We'll be there with our books and able to sign books. If they already have a book and want to bring a book with them to Houston, we'll be
wonderful.
Happy to autograph it for them. And really looking forward to connecting with people. We've gotten such wonderful responses about the book, about how people have connected with our individual stories. And it is a very, you've read the book, it's very personal.
Right.
Each of us wrote
it
a chapter and talked about our feelings about being in the group, and then we selected one piece that we had done to walk them through how we designed it, how we did it. And then each quilt that anyone made in that first series has also just a little bit of information about what the person thought about making that, how they did it. And so,
Jerry,
were very honest.
Jerry, this has been so awesome for you to share, and I'm really excited that you guys are going to meet here in Houston in just a few weeks.
Yes. Will I see you there?
I'm only going to be at the trade show this time.
But you can see our quilts. They'll be there.
Yes. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay. Have fun. Bye-bye.
By downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Pam.
What have you been quilting lately?
I just finished a Lone Star quilt for my niece's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to see the finished quilt.
Me too. I have so many finished tops that I'm really considering looking into a long arm of my own. Don't you have a handy quilter? I've heard good things about them.
I do, and I love my HQ18 Avante. No more UFOs at my house. I have so much space to work with, and it's so fast. The stitch regulator gives me perfect stitches every time, and the precision glide track systems makes quilting so smooth I could quilt all day.
I would love that. I've been looking at the HQ24 Fusion.
Oh, I think that would be perfect for you. It's got all the great HQ features of the Avante with more throat space. You'll love working with Handy Quilter. Their customer service is top-notch.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Moda Fabrics brings you the hottest new fabric lines for quilting. We work with more than 40 of your favorite independent designers, as well as in-house design staff to make sure you have the latest and greatest in fabrics. We're committed to creating high-quality products and providing excellent customer service. And for 35 years, Moda Fabrics has proudly supported the independent quilt shop. Visit your local independent quilt shop to see what's new from Moda Fabrics.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. We are just rocking along here, talking to all kinds of wonderful artists and quilters and designers. So next person I have on, we're going to talk to her a little bit longer, this second half of the show. I have got, like, I'm just so excited because Barry Ackerman is just a fabulous designer. She has, like, such great talent. She's been doing beautiful fabrics, and she has patterns, she has a book, and she has a really, really cool website that we're going to talk about, a brand new one. So we'll just get Barry on here and get going. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I am so good, and I'm so happy you are here. Thanks for being on.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit, you know, how did you get into all of this making of things? You know, have you made things since you were a little kid, or is this something that just started? Where did it come from for you?
You know, it really started when I was on bed rest with my second pregnancy.
Mm.
And, my daughter was wanting out. She had a lot of preterm labor, and so I was left to sit and do nothing. And I started doing some embroidery. So if that kind of started me going. But I had been a copywriter and graphic designer before that. And I don't know, I started puttering when I had kids. I did a lot of jewelry and collage art, and then I somehow or another fell into the sewing after a while. And
so you didn't sew before?
I didn't. I did the embroidery when I was pregnant, and then, let's see, that was 1998. So it's been a while since I started sewing, yeah.
Wow. You know, because you do, you know, I just love your style. You know, we're going to talk about that in a second, but how did this go from just being something you were, you know, messing around with to being a business? When did you decide that you'd like to attempt that?
You know, it was kind of slowly but surely because I was selling the jewelry and the collage art to local boutiques. You know, just kind of more as sort of a hobby. And then I started making the handbags, and I just really started thinking, you know, these are good, people want them, and maybe I'll make a business out of this. So it took me a while to get them right, you know, to get them how I wanted them to be. And the local quilt store still talks about the first ugly bag. They're like, oh, yes, remember the ugly bag? Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, right? Yeah, yeah, we all have that. Yeah,
they like to say, oh, look how far you've come.
Oh, well, you know, it's a learning process, isn't it, to get it going?
Yeah, it is.
And if you wait, this is what I tell people, you know, if you wait till it's perfect, you'll never do anything. You just have to throw it out there and you just modify it as you go along.
I did. Now, I didn't put them out there for sale until they looked pretty decent. But now when I look back at the bags, I go, ooh, yeah, there were things that really changed.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about your style? For those who may not have found you yet, one of the things that I love, you have a variety of things that you do, Barry, but the one I think is interesting, let's talk about first, is where you sort of blend techniques on your projects. Tell me a little bit about that. I would call it collaging, and, you know, you have that background in that. What do you call that technique?
You know, it probably came from that puttering that I did before I started, you know, making things to sell. I was doing, like, found art, you know, mixed media collage, that kind of thing. And for me, that was always exciting to put different techniques in and mix things up. And I had been doing a form of fabric collage just using, you know, applique stitches. And then I found free motion quilting. And oh my gosh, my whole world opened up. So it was, you know, and I love it.
It's really great, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Free motion.
It is. And you know what? With fabric collage, it really truly is freeing. You don't have to, you know, there's no rules. There's doodling and you can follow the lines of the fabric and you could just do pretty much anything you want in your fabric collage as opposed to traditional quilting.
Now, where do you put the fabric collage? Will you put it just about anywhere? And it's layered. Are you fusing it? Are you just laying it and pinning it? What method are you doing to pile these different fabrics together?
It is layered, and I don't use any fusibles or any glue.
Okay.
What happens is it when you wash it, it gets that really crinkly look if you don't use the fusibles. And the, I like the frayed edges. And that's kind of the point of what I do is the more kind of rough look of it. It has like a worn look.
And you put them in quilts, you put them in bags, you do everything.
Oh, yeah. I think you know, there's pretty much no end to what you can do with fabric collage. Bags, quilts, anything. I've done the edges of a slipcover for a chair. I've done lampshades. Pretty much anything that's not, you know, going to run when I try to sew on it. I've sewn it. Paper.
So how did you do a lampshade?
We do a slipcover for it.
Ah,
I actually have a lampshade in my book that's crazy quilted, and that's the thing that I would do. It's a slip cover for a lampshade, so you can pretty much do anything you want to it.
Ah, well, you have. Let's talk about one of your bag projects for a second, because on allpeoplequilt.com we have one of your patterns on there, done in your fabric, so people can just put in Barry Ackerman in the search box. And it's called Strip Ease is the name that it is on the search. But you have, you know, this one doesn't have any collage on it, though, does it?
It doesn't. It's my fabrics in Paris apartment fabrics, and and it's strips that are flipped and stitched. So it's on a piece of muslin, and one piece is laid down and then on top of it. So your quilters know.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what kind of sort of stiffener do you like for your bags? Because some of your bags are very stylish. Like on your blog right now, you have a really, really pretty sort of a long bag. We call it a Paris clutch. And that looks like it's got a really firm base to it. What kind of different products are you using?
I use a lot of different products. And it depends really how faint of heart you are, really. The first thing I always recommend is fusible fleece. It gives your product body, or your product, your piece body, and it gives it, you know, just a little bit extra. And I always use like a woven cotton fusible interfacing for lining. So that now you've got a couple layers going. So the fusible fleece is always my first choice, especially if for a new sewer or if somebody who hasn't sewn bags before. The other thing I'll do is I'll layer buckram on top of the fusible fleece on the wrong side of the fabric.
And what is that?
Buckram is a product that's used for hat making, and it stiffens. It's really stiff. It's like a heavy crinoline, real heavy crinoline, and it gives it. It makes your bag stand up. But I always say that there's other ways to make the bag have shape, and including things like putting pin tucks along the, if you take the seam allowance after it's done on the wrong side and you tuck and you stitch a little pin tuck along the seam, it gives the bag more shape and definition. So even though you haven't used something stiff, it does give the bag body.
Ooh, okay. That's cool. I'm sort of like the easy bag person, you know. I do the fusible fleece or like a couple layers of batting sometimes, but I haven't really explored all these other things, but the bags look so polished and sort of more finished when you have those really smooth fabric on the outside. Do you know what I mean? It's like, is that what the crinoline is doing for you?
That's what the crinoline is doing.
Oh,
and the only problem I would say with crinoline, it's buckram if you ask for it in like a Joann's or somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
So is that it will sometimes slip. You have to go very slow, maybe elongate your stitch a little bit, use a walking foot, that kind of thing.
And the one other cool thing you do is you do a lot of videos. So you've got videos on your blog. Those are fun.
Yeah, I've started doing videos on my first blog. I did one for making handles, and I did a video of myself doing the fabric collage. So just mm-hmm. how to do the free motion quilting, and I talk as I'm going along mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. how what I'm doing. And I really love making videos. I think it just really is more, it just, you know, really can get people sewing things they may have been afraid to sew without right. visually seeing it.
Cool. So let's talk about your fabric. Before we okay. go to break. And so why don't you tell me, I always love hearing how different people go through the process of coming up with a design. So what is your sort of base thing to get going on a new pattern, a new fabric line?
Well, I work in Photoshop, and I use mm-hmm. a Wacom graphics tablet, mm-hmm. which is an electric tablet, and I draw on the tablet, and it goes right into mm-hmm. Photoshop. And I really just... isn't it a great way to do it?
Yeah, you have to draw with a pen. Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. I love doing that. I just start doodling, and you know, sometimes a line just doesn't take shape for months, and mm-hmm. I just, you know, keep going, and eventually it seems there's all these elements, and it's like, oh, this is where I was going. Kind of the light bulb goes on, and I come up with a name, and then the whole thing comes together.
Now, are you collecting, like, you know, fabric swatches or, you know, like for color, you know, do like a storyboard? You know, some people do that.
No, I tend to just kind of doodle and see what I like and what goes in. And I know that a lot of people will work in black and white first, mm-hmm. and I tend to work in color first. But I do think that digitally it makes it a little harder. So I'm mm-hmm. I am trying to start to work in black and white first.
Well, that's brave of you. I can't work in black and white. My brain
kind of boggles my brain. Yeah,
yeah. My brain has to have color. You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're brave. That's a
no. I've been pushed.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's good to experiment, isn't it? To go sort of try something else. Now, what is your current line name, the name of the current fabric line that's in the stores right now?
The line that's in the stores right now is Paris Apartment, and it's made by mm-hmm. Lucien from Japan. Okay. And then I have another one coming out. We're not exactly sure of the date yet, but mm-hmm. I can tell you that it's called Lily Bell.
Ooh, that's pretty.
L-I-L-L-Y-B-E-L-L-E, Lily Bell.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so, Barry, we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
And when we come back from the break, we are going to talk embroidery stitching. We're going to talk French knots with Barry.
Yeah.
So this is American Patchwork Quilting Radio. We'll be right back.
Find out about our newest online sweepstakes and contests and how you can enter at allpeoplequilt.com/promos.
Come see what's cooking at the Moda Bake Shop website. You'll find free recipes for using the wide range of Moda pre-cuts from your favorite designers and quilt shops. We've got ideas for using a variety of ingredients, including honey buns, jelly rolls, layer cakes, charm packs, and more. Instructions with detailed step-by-step photos guide you through the recipes and the fun. New projects served up daily at modabakeshop.com.
Do you love free motion quilting but struggle to fit your project in a small throat space? The HQ Suite 16 is designed for you. With 16 inches of throat space, there is room to work on even a king-size quilt. The smooth surface of our height-adjustable table allows your project to glide under the needle with ease. The HQ Suite 16 is built with powerful HQ technology designed to handle all your quilting projects.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. Use your favorite pattern or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
Hi, welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm talking to Barry Ackerman of BarryJOnline.com is her website, and BarryJ.typepad.com is her blog. And Barry, you have a new site. Tell me about it. I just love, love, love it. French Knots.
Oh, I love doing it. I really do. It's called We Love French Knots, and I say it's about the modern embroidery movement, but my caveat is in my tagline, and it's modern embroidery inspired by grandma, because my belief really is that anything modern couldn't have happened without her. So
that's right. That's right. Granny
so
started it
first. That's how I feel about that. And I really, I mean, when I say modern, I mean that it's you and me in today's modern day doing it.
Right. Oh, it's just a lot of fun. So tell me, it's a fairly new site. You just brought it up this year, right?
I did, in late July.
Yeah. So what is your sort of concept behind We Love French Knots? So what should people expect when they go there to visit?
Yeah, I put Stitcher profiles on there, so there's an interview every Monday, and so far so good. I've had one every single Monday since it's been up. And then on Tuesdays, there's a guest Stitcher, and then the rest of the week is kind of open. I put Stitch videos up. I do book reviews. I review stores and tell you about the newest patterns that are out there, and just anything embroidery, cross-stitch, smocking, anything that it has to do with that, I'll put it on there, and I love suggestions too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if somebody either is an embroiderer or a red worker, are you doing? It's including everything, right? Like red work and everything. Because you even had like somebody with a lot of dolls with what was that? I just saw that the other day. Dolls
that
with embroidery
was,
on them.
Scientific seamstress, and she did, she makes these, well, she's now the scientific seamstress. She has beautiful, wonderful PDF patterns for lots of different things, and that's Carla Krim, and she did a whole thing on the doll dresses that she does, and they have beautiful hand-done embroidery. Every detail is just magnificent.
Ooh.
And she put a free pattern on there, too, so, I mean, and like, it's like 12 pages long. She has every detail in there. It's amazing. Amazing that she gave that to us. It was so generous.
Very nice. Yeah, you have several free things that you can get from We Love French Knots. Is there a place that they can link to all the free ones there right now, or does it just happen as the blog
If you
shows
go
up?
To categories on the left-hand side of the blog, you can find patterns and free patterns. So, and this is downloads and things like that. So they're very easy to find on the website.
Yeah, and you're finding all different kinds of people. I was just actually looking at someone's blog. I thought to myself this morning, I thought, oh, I need to send this one to Barry. Because he's doing a Breakfast at Tiffany's piece.
Oh, and, trying to see that.
Oh, yes. If you haven't seen it, I'll find the blog and link it to you. It's extraordinary. So I just love it. Is there a way to, do you have an email going out or like a newsletter from this yet? Or is this all staying on the blog?
Mostly right now it's all staying on the blog. I haven't wanted to, my email list has all been from Barry J, and I don't want to mix it up until I figure out a way to ask people if they want to be on the mailing list.
Yeah.
So I have to figure that out. And once I do, there will be a mailing list for it as well.
Great. Well, everybody needs to go visit this new site called WeLoveFrenchKnots.com. Now I want to talk about your book, Inspired to Sew. I just absolutely adore the title. Tell me about what's in the book, why you wrote the book. It's just awesome.
Thank you. I think, you know, in the title originally was So Inspired, and the publisher changed it to Inspired to Sew. And, you know, when they said that, I went, oh, my gosh, that really, really, really is what this book is. It really is my excitement about sewing. And so there's just so many different projects in it that, you know, with all the different kinds of techniques that I love to use, because it really is about being inspired to sew. Really, I mean, the title kind of really just says it all.
There's collage,
and there's bag, there's a beautiful apron, there's lots of different things. And the thing that I think makes it a little bit different is that it kind of, it has that kind of arty feel to it, and the collage and the different kind of techniques that I use are all in it.
And so you explain a lot of things that we've been talking about today in the book. There's like directions on, oh, very nice, very nice. It's just beautifully done also.
Oh, they did a great job, CNT. Yeah. The Stash Books really just did a great job designing the book.
Yay! Now, another thing you and I have in common, and probably where we talk the most, and I just want to, Twitter. So you just love Twitter. Tell me why that's like your favorite way to, and I think it's your favorite way to communicate. It seems to be.
Is that because I talk so much on there?
No.
Possibly. I don't know. There may or may not be 30,000 tweets. I don't know. In my defense, I've been a member since 2008. I really love it. It brings you to the people that are interested in what you like to do. And, you know, it brings people together. I always say, that I can move anywhere in the world and I would know somebody. And I really think that literally anywhere in the world I would go, I probably know somebody from Twitter.
Probably. Now, do you do that on your phone? Is that your primary, like you will do your tweets from your phone? Or like me, I do them from my computer.
I do both. It's both.
Oh, you do both.
Phone and the computer, yeah.
Yeah, it's just for those of you who are not familiar with Twitter yet, it's just a little short, like little statements. It's sort of like taking a break, isn't it, Barry, at work and going to get a soda or a snack or just walking the hall to see what people are doing because you need a break.
Yeah, and I mean, so many people work at home, and I've heard people say that it's today the modern water cooler.
Exactly. So. And they're short little statements. Like, I have a feed, so my feed's on my blog, so you can actually read what I'm writing on there. But, you know, if you want to follow Barry, you can just go to twitter.com and put in Barry J. And then I'm Quilter Pat Sloan, because there was already a Pat Sloan there. And for the magazine, All People Quilt. And so you just put that in the search, and it'll come up, and you follow, and then you can, our feeds will come through, our crazy stuff, like I need a coffee and whatever.
Try not to say when I'm going to lunch.
Right.
When I need a potty break. No, I don't do that.
No. But it's great just to be able to chat. And people will post like links to photos and say, you know, what do you think? You've done this, I think. What option, A, B, or C?
Yeah, I have done that. I think I've put up a pattern cover and said, which one do you guys like the best? Yeah.
And it's a quick way because people are there, like you said, and they do answer if they're on.
When I've had quilt math questions, I go, oh, my gosh, how do you figure this out? And, like, within a second, I've got an answer. Maybe I have five different answers, but I have an answer.
Right. Then you're working on which one was it? Now, do you travel and teach, Barry?
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
I taught at Sisters this summer, and I just taught at the Sewing Summit.
Ooh, tell me about the Sewing Summit, because that's a brand new adventure from two of our friends are running.
Yep, it is. It was really, really wonderful. And I think the idea for it came from the fact that all of us on Twitter were saying, oh, wouldn't it be great if, you know, you were my next door neighbor, and wouldn't it be great if we could all just get together and sew? And so they did this conference called the Sewing Summit, and it was really wonderful. It was just under 200 people. And they, you know, we all got together, and classes were offered, and there was sewing night in a sewing room. You know, every night there, you know, we can all just bring our projects down. I don't know that there was that much sewing done.
Right.
But we all talked. We had a great time. It was really wonderful. And I feel like I learned a lot, too,
now,
since I got to attend class.
Because you attended and you taught.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yes, yeah, so you were able to experience both sides of it then.
Yeah, it was really great.
So I'm just, you know, from your perspective, you know, why would you suggest people go to things like this, you know, who've never been to one? You know, they might say, oh, I always just, you know, quote by myself or just write about it on my blog. You know, why do you think it's a benefit for people to go to something and be with others in person?
To physically see what people are doing, it is incredible. Mm-hmm. And then to really to meet the people that are part of our community, because I'll tell you, I mean, mm-hmm. here, I mean, I have friends from the quilt store that, you know, that mm-hmm. sew and quilt. But there, you know, there's nothing like having people that, you know, around you that know exactly what, you know, what you go mm-hmm. through. Mm-hmm. And it's just really amazing. And not what, so much what you go through, but what you're interested in and the things that
right.
you love and the things that you can share. And it's just, it was really just wonderful.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm excited that went about. You know, I knew when they, you know, talked to someone, they were planning it. And it's just very cool thing to have happening. And you actually have a cool thing coming up. You are going to be one of the 12 designers for Orofil's Designer of the Month in 2012.
I am really
Yay.
Excited about that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's people can watch for that in the coming days. I'm the organizer, so I need to. I still have some organizing to do, but it's
Just
going to be
fun.
Thank
you for making me part of it.
Oh yes. Well, we're going to have embroidery this year, so naturally, yes, you are top of the list. So, Barry, just before we end, do you have a quilt that you need to make in your life? Is there, do you have like one on your list that's got to happen?
I threaten to make a Dear Jane. I say I'm going to make a Dear Jane, but I don't know when that's going to happen because every time I get close to like even purchasing the book, I go, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I have a basis for that. I don't know if I'll ever finish it in my lifetime. But I also want to make a double wedding ring, so that one seems a little more doable.
Yeah. I think those are more doable. So I'll give everybody your website again, BarryJOnline.com and BarryJ.Typepad.com and WeLoveFrenchKnots.com. So
great.
This has been awesome, and I just really appreciate that you came on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
Thank you. I'll see you soon, but not in Houston, right?
No, not in Houston, in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, we'll see you then. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye.
So everybody go out to allpeoplequilt.com and check out the website for tips and free patterns and techniques. And we have videos there also telling you all kinds of things to do. I am your host for Pat Sloan for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. And we'll see you next week.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for